And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 24th of February, 2014. Claudio Monteverdi's L'Orfeo received its premiere on this date, 1607, in Mantua, Italy, the first fully developed opera, story of Orpheus who descends into Hades to retrieve his dead wife, Eurydice. There had been plays with musical accompaniment, but this was the first in which all the actors sang, and people liked it. It's the birthday of Wilhelm Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1786, who with his brother Jakob collected oral folk tales and published them in 1812, many of them very dark and violent, which, once the brothers Grimm realized children were reading their book, they began adapting the tales to make them softer and sweeter, including Snow White, Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, Sleeping Beauty, a great boon to the Walt Disney Corporation. It's the birthday of Jane Hirschfield, born New York City, 1953. She was in the first graduating class at Princeton to include women. Not long after, she published her first poem, and then went off to Northern California to study Buddhism for the next 8 years, during which time she did not write at all. She said, "I don't think poetry is based just on poetry. It is based on a thoroughly lived life. And so I couldn't just decide I was going to write. I first had to find out what it means to live." Her most recent book of poetry is Come Thief. It's the birthday of Stephen Jobs, born in San Francisco, 1955, to two graduate students who put him up for adoption. He was adopted by Clara and Paul Jobs, an accountant and a machinist. And growing up, Jobs and his father would tinker with electronics in the garage. Dropped out of college after a semester, became a Buddhist, and in 1976, at the age of 21, he co-founded Apple Computers, where less than 10 years later, he unveiled the Macintosh, the first personal computer to catch on with the public, on which you simply clicked on icons rather than typing in precise text commands. Stephen Jobs, who once said, "Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart." Here's a poem for today by Dennis O'Driscoll entitled Time Enough. The tally of years added up so rapidly, it appeared I had been shortchanged, tricked by sleight of hand, fallen victim to false bookkeeping. Yet, when I checked my records, each and every year had been accounted for, down to the last day, and could be audited against old diary entries, client briefings, dental checkups, parent-teacher meetings, wedding anniversaries, verified with credit card statements, multi-trip insurance, antibiotics, concert bookings, mobile top-ups. And although nagging doubts remained, an inkling that I had been ripped off in some way, given short shrift, made to live at an accelerated pace, rushed through my routines with unseemly haste, nothing could be proved, no hard and fast statistics adduced. I had, it seems, unknown to me, been living my life to the full. Time Enough, a poem by Dennis O'Driscoll from his collection Dear Life, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.